Today, aircraft carriers and the planes they transport play a vital role in the country's military might. But have you ever given any thought to the first brave soul that attempted to take off and land a plane aboard a boat? It takes a courageous or perhaps very crazy individual to try it. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Most Americans have not heard of Eugene Ely, but he pioneered something commonplace in the U.S. Navy today.
He was the first person to fly an airplane off the deck of a ship. He was approached by the Navy and asked if he thought it was a possibility, and he said, sure, let's give it a try.
Leanne Nelson shares the story from Greenfield, Iowa. Ely's story is one of those told at the Iowa Aviation Museum here, a great place to learn about some of the early pilots and planes that took to the skies and, in this case, flew from a ship. Ely was born in Williamsburg, Iowa in 1886.
They had to make a makeshift deck because this was before aircraft carriers, and he could not swim. So he put inner tube tires, bicycle inner tube tires around him just in case he hit the water.
He made that first flight from the deck of a ship on November 14th, 1910.
He hit the water, and he was able to come out of it and go ahead and land on land. And then in January of 1911, he was the first to land on the deck of a ship.
The wheels of the plane dipped into the water, and spray covered his goggles. But Ely piloted the plane from the ship to shore. He won a $500 prize for being the first person to accomplish the feat. Ely's early work in naval aviation was the foundation for the field today.
He came up with the arresting gear that they use on airplanes to land on a ship.
Less than a year after that first flight from the ship, though, Ely was killed in a plane crash at an air show in Macon, Georgia. He was just 24 years old. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.